Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, engage today's top thinkers from around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas you can put to use in your personal and professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, Close Up Radio digs deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. Close Up Radio, where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
We thank you very much for joining us live worldwide on Close Up Radio, the service of the Telly Award-winning Close Up Television and Radio. This is Jim Masters, your host. Thanks so much for joining us today. We have an incredible conversation and an extraordinary guest who is joining us for the next 30 minutes, Patricia Waters of DHR Global, a leading privately held provider of executive search, leadership consulting, and emerging leader search solutions in more than 50 markets spanning 22 countries. DHR Search and Talent Advisory Consultants bring expertise across more than 20 industries and functional areas. The second-generation family held company is focused intently on enhancing culture, championing diversity and inclusion, and developing programs and initiatives that improve the lives of associates and consultants. DHR is a recognized company, recognized as one of Forbes America's best executive recruiting firms and an Inc. Best Places to Work honoree. As one of the most widely recognized, globally connected leading executive search firms, DHR Global delivers search and leadership consulting solutions all across the United States, Asia, Pacific, Europe, South America, and Mexico. With local execution and global access to talent, they serve the clients by finding exceptional leaders with the specific skills and experience needed and who are also a culture fit for the organization. As a managing partner in DHR's Detroit office, Patricia is the global leader of the automotive and future mobility practice, and with 30-plus years of serving automotive and broader industrial companies, Patricia draws on her own experiences in the corporate world as well as her passion for operations excellence, transformational change, and accelerating growth. She's been a key contributor to DHR's reputation for search execution excellence and serving clients with a highly consultative approach, which is extraordinary. The website is dhrglobal.com. That's dhrglobal.com. We'll mention that again during the course of the show. Their goal truly is, and mission as a company, to continue to grow in excellence. Join me in welcoming Patricia Waters of DHR Global, live and direct from Birmingham, Michigan, for the next 30 minutes on this exclusive episode of Close Up Radio. Patricia, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us today. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you for that wonderful introduction. It sounds way better coming from you, and it makes it so powerful, that's for sure.
Would your mom approve?
Probably, yeah.
Tested, mother approved. That's it. Tell us, you know, we all have our journeys in life, and we all have our inspirations that point us into the direction of what we end up doing with our lives, things that hopefully inspire us, that allow us to inspire others. Tell us about your journey and how you came to the understanding that this was work not only that you wanted to do, but you had to do because you love it so much.
Yes, I've been with DHR Global for 14 years now. Really my passion for the kinds of services that we provide to our clients really began in my early years with General Motors. I was with General Motors in factory floor operations and manufacturing operations for 15 years. And I really grew to love the automotive industry, how vehicles are produced, designed and produced. And when I had the opportunity many years later to utilize those skills in the world of executive search and helping automotive companies that I understood very well find the kinds of leaders they need to tackle the challenges of the future, DHR gave me that opportunity. I had actually contacted DHR to find my next role, and after 7 or 8 interviews and discussions, the conversation flipped to the topic of me joining the company in our Detroit office and helping to grow our automotive and industrial practice. And that is what brings us to today.
That's fantastic. That's a terrific journey. Tell us about what DHR Global is about. I mentioned it a little bit, you know, in sprinkling in the introduction there, but tell us about the company's mission and values and the incredible process of it all.
Yeah. So DHR offers executive search solutions, but we also offer a mid-level management solution. So companies oftentimes will place an executive in a company, and the executive says, wow, I need to rebuild my team. And so DHR developed what we call our JobFlex search solution that delivers that mid-level management level of talent in much the same way that we do on the executive search side. And then a number of years ago, the president of our company, Christine Graby, began to lead the charge in the development of our leadership consulting practice. And so that division, if you will, of our firm focuses on leadership assessment, team effectiveness, board effectiveness, and just other elements of culture transformation that many of our clients need as well as or in addition to executive search solutions.
Can you describe exactly what an executive search firm actually does? You did a little bit there for us, but maybe even in a more in-depth way for people to understand the benefits of it.
Yeah. So we work for companies and organizations that are looking to fill a very specifically defined leadership position and leadership profile. So it could be a CEO, it could be a president of a business unit, it could be a vice president of a functional area like sales or operations. And we go through an extensive intake process with our clients in understanding what specifically is going to be required for the role in terms of skills and experience, as well as the leadership style that the candidates need to bring to the opportunity. We talk about company culture. We talk about reporting lines. We discuss market challenges and industry headwinds and what the first year's success factors look like. We do an in-depth intake process with our client. And then we pull this all together into a position profile, assemble a research team within DHR Global that conducts extensive research to find candidates that have the skills and experiences that we're looking for. And then our search consultant partners, those would be people like me, conduct extensive interviewing and go through a process with our candidates to assess their style, their values, their motivations, why they're seeking a change in their career, and we do our very best to align those candidates with our clients' requirements in all of those areas.
It's very important on so many levels, your role in the company. Maybe you can elaborate about your particular role. I mentioned it in the introduction, but love hearing it from the guests directly.
Yeah, absolutely. So DHR Global has about 160 search consultants, people like me, that our main interface with our clients, right? And we are the people that bring in new executive search work into the company as a result of our relationships with clients. where each of our consultants are organized into practice groups with industry specialization, if you will. And for me, I lead the Automotive and Future Mobility Practice Group. There's about 10 consultants under our practice that understand automotive, understand the future challenges that the ever-changing industry is presenting, and we work across companies in the entire automotive ecosystem. So, for example, we work with automakers like General Motors and Hyundai and Lucid. We work with Tier 1 suppliers who are making parts that are sold, that go into vehicles today, companies like Bosch and Webasto and Brosa and Autoliv. And then we also support companies in the automotive aftermarket like NAPA and Genuine Auto Parts as they look for leadership talent for their organizations. We work with retail dealer groups that, as you I'm sure have observed, are continuing to get larger and larger as consolidation happens in the industry. And these are very large corporate positions now for companies that are selling vehicles in the marketplace. And then we also work in the aftercare and services industry for companies like, which is a vehicle rental company, and organizations that provide technical support to the industry like ICAR and the Motor and Equipment Manufacturers Association. So what I think is really different about our company is that we have this really well-developed practice group, and our automotive practice group is just one example of the different practice groups that we have in our company, from everything from financial services to retail and consumer to professional services. We cover the entire market sectors, providing executive search solutions.
You know, I mentioned, your inspiration for doing the work that you do early on, and you mentioned a little bit about the background of how, you got involved. How did DHR itself begin?
Yeah, so DHR began with our founder, David Hoffman. DHR stands for David Hoffman Recruiting. It's nothing overly fancy, I suppose. David Hoffman ran our company in the first phase of its existence, and in 2012, David's son, one of his sons, took over DHR, and his name is Jeff Hoffman, and Jeff has been our CEO since 2012 and has really been instrumental in growing the company in size and reputation since those early days when David ran it. Jeff's focus has really been on process execution, strategic hiring to build really an outstanding leadership team, and has created a firm that embodies the values of people first, collaboration, diversity, and I just call it excellence in our ability to support our clients in executive search as well as leadership consulting. So we have just a wonderful leadership team that has really invested in our people and our associates, and I believe that's at the core of what makes DHR great.
DHR was honored with Best Places to Work Awards, which is extraordinary. Tell us about that. How'd that all happen?
Yeah, so we were all caught a little bit off guard. Each one of them was a little bit different. Forbes, a client nominated DHR, and then Forbes sends out an email to their HR leader of our clients, conducts a ranking process. We had no visibility on this in advance, and obviously our ranking put us in a position to be awarded one of the best executive search firms globally. And then Inc., the Inc. Magazine Award for Best Places to Work, DHR applied to that, just like many, many companies have done. Inc. sends out a survey directly to a population of our employees, none of which we had any visibility on. And our employees answered the questions, returned the surveys directly to Inc. There was no, again, involvement of our corporate team in that. And the results were really based on our survey feedback. I think we had one of the highest level of response rates, not only in addition to, the commentary that placed us in the ranking for best places to work.
What do you think separates DHR from other executive search firms that might be out there?
Yeah, I've thought about this for a long time, and I have probably a two-part answer. So I think on the surface, one of the critical factors that separates us from our competition is that we offer a two-year guarantee on our placements. So this means that if our candidates don't work out for whatever reason, we conduct the search again for no additional professional fee. And if you can imagine in the world of executive search, this really is a game changer. This changes the focus completely from completing a transaction to underscoring our commitment to the success of the search and the candidate. So our goal is to place leaders that will be part of an organization for a long time, making great contributions to the business. And then the other element I think that is, hopefully I've illustrated somewhat thus far, is that DHR has this great industry expertise. So they hire for that industry expertise. We work with search consultants that understand our clients' business, what the market challenges are, what the competitive factors are. And it gives our consultants insight into what candidates are really going to be the best fit for our clients' organization. So that's the first part of my answer. But the second part of my answer is really about my own observations over the last 14 years that I would say beyond our guarantee and our industry expertise really becomes the secret sauce of DHR. What I would say is at the core of that is that DHR values and invests in our people in so many ways. And we'll talk about, I can talk about some of that as we go here. But DHR really encourages employees to mold their own experience, grow in ways that involve investing in themselves and as well as the investment the company is willing to make in them. We're an organization with very high ethics and integrity, and I think that drives loyalty and commitment from our people. DHR has developed a really strong mentoring program for associates to learn skills from other associates that they don't know yet. We have a strong DE&I, Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Council, that has been involved in so many initiatives around helping others learn and grow in our organization, both in diversity of thought, in diversity of skills, and in embracing sort of diversity overall with our searches. DHR offers a health and wellness program that enriches the lives of our associates. We do talent planning. We have established employee research, resource groups that further enrich our culture. It's a wonderful collection of offerings that I think DHR is really committed itself to to really elevate our talent and the employee experience. There's two things that I wanted to highlight also is that DHR, in addition to the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Council, DHR also has a very strong group of what we call Global Women of DHR. And this is a group that specifically is focused on championing women. It was started by one of our colleagues, Jeannie Brandhover, who leads our financial services practice. And Jeannie has really inspired the participation of women across our firm to mentor each other, share best practices, help each other manage through difficult, you know, industry times or specific searches. And it's just been a wonderful program to focus on how we can be more successful together than individually. So hopefully that collection of things that I've mentioned really highlight sort of the depth and the richness of the culture that DHR has.
How did the pandemic affect the company?
Well, I mean, like every company, right? DHR was sort of thrown for a loop with the unprecedented changes that were presented by COVID. Our leadership team instituted policies and procedures right away to protect our employees and keep them safe. As the downturn continued, we laid off employees like many companies did. Our salary staff took pay cuts. Our consultants, you know, are commission only. The vast majority are. So if there is no business, there is no earnings. I mean, it was a pretty universal sacrifice across our firm. And the economy started to rebound and business started to come back, immediately our associates were brought back to work. Many, had their finances or their salaries restored right away, and many of our associates came back with flexible work arrangements to allow them to manage this interim period that went on for probably most of 21, 22, in getting everyone back and employed. So I believe that the culture of our people first values and all of these initiatives really helped us weather the storm and come back stronger than we were probably prior to the pandemic.
So obviously, you know, it's been something that, like you said, everybody's had to deal with. And in these times, this is where leadership is critical. To a company's success, and in times when we have to deal with some of the things we've dealt with in the recent years. Why is, from your perspective, leadership critical for a company's overall success?
Well, I mean, I think the pandemic, as well as other significant market challenges, really probably have put a spotlight on leadership, good leadership and bad leadership, right? I would say leadership is critical because it defines the values and the culture of a company. Leaders are delivering on today's objectives while they're also envisioning where the organization needs to go in the future. And they set the tone and the pace for the amount of change and how the organization is going to embrace change. Leaders develop and mentor the next generation of leaders, which is just as critical as managing kind of the day-to-day operations. Did that answer your question?
It does, yes, absolutely. It really drives the idea home that it's critical. I would imagine, of course, you encourage female leaders as well, right?
For sure. I mean, this has been what has been so great, so valuable about our Global Women of DHR group. It allows us to speak into each other's careers and even into personal challenges that women face in the workplace. I encourage women to take control of their careers early, immerse yourself in learning your trade and your industry, take the hard assignments. I graduated with an undergraduate degree in economics from Kalamazoo College, and I spent the first 5 years of my career in factory floor operations, making cars. And there were days and nights that I thought, how am I using my degree here? How am I, advancing myself? But they were really hard assignments that later really greatly increased my ability to lead technical teams in organizations inside General Motors and after I left General Motors, because I really understood the manufacturing environment, the manufacturing process. Find great mentors along the way. I mean, that was one of the things that was critically important to me. Show up every day, with a can-do attitude, show interest in the success of others. I really believe that strongly, because others will then show interest in your success. So those would be some of the ways that I encourage my daughter, my son, my children, and as well as others that are newer in the industry.
And of course, in addition to encouraging female leaders, diversity and inclusion are very important to the company as well, right?
You bet. Absolutely. I believe that our success in diversity, equity, and inclusion really stems from our philosophy and our approach internally in our company. We focus on that, live those values, hire diverse people, and encourage diversity of thought. And it is with the really cool thing about that is that diverse consultants like me have diverse networks. And it is through these diverse relationships and the networks of our consultants that we can build. We are very successful at recruiting diverse talent for our clients. So it's a full circle kind of philosophy around living diversity internally in our firm and then being able to deliver diversity in terms of our candidate slates to our clients.
If folks want to make contact, what is the best way to do it? Going to the website dhrglobal.com?
That's right. That would be great. We have a great website that takes you to specific leaders within our company, and anyone, would be super happy to talk with whoever would like to reach out.
It was a pleasure chatting with you, Patricia. Thanks so much for being on the show on Close Up Radio. Hope we get a chance to maybe chat some more, maybe hear some case studies, testimonials. But this was really a solid understanding of DHR Global, of you and the passion that you have as well for the work that you do and have done for so long to the benefit and greater good of everybody else. So thanks for joining us on the show. Truly a great conversation.
Thank you, Jim. I really appreciate the time and your interest.
You're very welcome. You be well. And again, folks, here is that website, dhrglobal.com, to reach the team there and Patricia Waters. Jim Masters here, thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, stay tuned. I'll be back in less than 30 minutes with another incredible guest as well, right here on Close Up Radio. Till then, for all of us, have a terrific day, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.